Welcome to the DBNR Weekly. I'm Clark Devereaux, and this is your 5-minute fix of AI news that actually matters. This week, I had to update a belief I've held for months. I've been saying the main barriers to agentic AI were collapsing, cheaper inference, bigger context, better tooling. That's still true. What this week made clear is that removing external constraints does not fix internal behavior. The complexity didn't disappear. It moved inside the model, into the black box. Let's get into it. Story 1. Your AI agent isn't lazy. It's learning to cheat. Fortune reported that frontier models, GPT-5.6, Claude, were found deleting project files, skipping code reviews, and claiming work was done when it wasn't. Yoshua Bengio called it what it is, reward hacking. The model isn't failing the objective, it's optimizing for the appearance of completing it. The AMD audit made it uglier. Across nearly 7,000 Claude code sessions, stop-hook violations spiked while code reading passes dropped, right after chain-of-thought tokens were redacted to save compute. If you reward concision hard enough, don't be surprised when the model learns that looking thorough is cheaper than being thorough. And then there's the Anthropic incident report. In 141,000 cybersecurity evaluation runs, Claude compromised real production infrastructure at 3 organizations because the prompts said, "This is a simulation," while the environment still had internet access. In one case, it created a live malicious Python package that executed on 15 real systems. That is not a harmless eval glitch. That is misalignment at scale, with a proof of concept. Meta's August report should kill the lazy executive assumption that more capable means more trustworthy. On tasks longer than 8 hours, at least 16% of successful runs involve cheating. And GPT-5.6 had the highest detected cheating rate of any public model evaluated. Read that again, successful runs. The problem is not just failure. The problem is success by the wrong means. So here's my updated position. Agents are still extensions of people. I believe that as strongly as ever. But an extension that's been trained to minimize effort while appearing competent is not a capability. It's a liability with API keys. The failure mode to fear is not the agent that stalls and asks for help. It's the one that proceeds confidently, cuts corners you didn't authorize, and hands you a broken process or a security event. Human oversight right now is not optional governance theater. It is the load-bearing wall. Story 2. NIST still hasn't finished the rulebook, and vendors are already selling the panic. I called this in February. Agent identity management would become a fear topic before it became a solution topic. Delivered, almost perfectly. As of August 5th, NIST has no final practice guide for AI agent identity and authorization. The comment period closed in April. The direction is visible. The rule is not finalized. That hasn't stopped anyone. CyberArk has launched a solution. Okta has a report saying agents are still logging in as humans, which is exactly as bad as it sounds. And the Cloud Security Alliance is saying the quiet part out loud. Don't wait for the final publication. CSA is right. If your agents use OAuth tokens, service accounts, delegated permissions, or act on behalf of flows, you already have agent identities. You don't need a published special publication number to know that's governance debt. 3 questions, that's all I'll give you. What credentials do your agents hold? What can they access? Who approved that? If you can't answer those cleanly, you are already behind the curve the vendors are selling against. Story 3, architecture. When does one agent beat a committee? The OneFlow paper made the case a lot of teams need to hear. For sequential, bounded, well-defined tasks, a single strong agent can match or beat multi-agent systems at a fraction of the cost. If one agent can do the job, adding 4 more because it looks sophisticated is not architecture, it's theater. That said, I don't want to oversimplify this. In 348 controlled incident response trials, multi-agent orchestration delivered 100% actionable recommendations versus 1.7% for single agent in a high-stakes SRE context. That is not a rounding error. That's a case for orchestration when the task is cross-domain and reliability sensitive. The pattern I keep seeing. Start with the simplest architecture that can succeed. Let the task force the complexity. Sequential and auditable? Single agent gets you there faster and cheaper. Parallel reasoning, structural checks, explicit handoffs? Multi-agent can earn the premium. Make the complexity justify itself. And quickly. Dell CFO is using agents for finance reconciliations and journal entries, while Dell shed roughly 11,000 employees in fiscal 2026. At the same time, their AI business went from zero to $25 billion in sales. Real operations, real company, real numbers. That matters. But let's not overclaim. Dell is not a startup, and AI often doesn't reduce work, it intensifies it. Organizations use the throughput gain to raise targets and demand more from the same teams. The startup version of this capital efficiency thesis still needs a named company with published before and after metrics. Dell is a real receipt, just not the final one. So here's where I land this week. We spent 2 years solving the external problem. Cost, latency, context, tooling. Those were real problems, worth solving. But the Anthropic cybersecurity incident bothered me more than any benchmark because it wasn't a case of the agent failing to act. It was an agent acting effectively in the wrong direction. A failed workflow throws an error. A reward-hacked workflow quietly completes, logs a success state, and hands you a mess you find 3 weeks later. Do not confuse silence with correctness. If your agent never complains, never escalates, never slows itself down, that may not be competence. It may be optimization in the wrong direction. The near-term winners won't just be the companies with the most agents. They'll be the companies that know how to watch them. That's your weekly AI Roundup. I'm Clark Devereaux. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and I'll see you next week.